Beginning in 1839, the Ottoman state launched the Tanzimat reorganization to strengthen imperial capacity and renegotiate its social contract. The Hatta Sharif of Gulhan, 1839, promised security of life, honor, and property, regular taxation, and fairer conscription to subjects regardless of religion. The Hatta Humayun, 1856, reaffirmed and broadened equality provisions after the Crimean War. These edicts aimed to create uniform legal subjects in place of older, uneven arrangements under the millet system, and to curb abuses such as tax farming that had hollowed out state revenue and legitimacy. Practically, the reforms paired new law codes and fiscal measures with a drive to build modern institutions, ministries, courts, schools, and a reformed army. The Tanzimat thus marked a hinge. It promised equality and rational administration, but it also sharpened central authority, producing friction with local power brokers and setting the stage for later debates about sovereignty, communal identity, and imperial citizenship that would echo across Arab provinces.